Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh does an amazing job creating families. What an incredible thing that happens. And today we have Aubrey Gennari. Did I get that right, Aubrey? I should have asked you beforehand.
Yes, you did.
I did. I'm glad. And Keandra, I got that right.
Yes.
And they're here as sisters. Keandra, how old are you?
13.
And what community do you live in?
Edgewood.
I used to live in Edgewood. I lived at the corner of Race and Hutchinson.
I live on Hutchinson.
Oh, that's such a pretty street. Where do you go to school?
Propel East.
What grade are you in?
Seventh.
You're not, we're teaching a radio class as part of the creative arts curriculum at Propel East right now, and we're teaching seventh graders with Mr. Jeff and Ms. Sarah. Are you in that class?
No.
Aw. Well, I hope we see you the next time around. I think they have half of the class this time, so there might be more kids. Are you aware of that class going on there, or are some of your friends taking it?
My friend is taking that class.
Okay, cool. That's a great school, and I know your principal, Ms. Goff, and Ms. Ferguson, and your art teacher. Do you like going to school there?
Yes.
I hope so. You're on the radio. You're not going to want to say, no, I don't like it. But I think it's a great school when I've gone there. What kinds of stuff do you like to do?
I like to sing. I'm in the Oakland Girls Choir. And I like to take dance at my school.
Wow. I really like you. I've seen the Oakland Girls Choir perform before in Oakland at Carnegie Library's Summer Reading Extravaganza and at a few other locations, and I really like that choir a lot. So let's learn more about Aubrey. Where are you from?
I'm from originally from outside Philadelphia.
And when did you come to Pittsburgh?
For college in 2002.
And you stayed. That's good. We like it when that happens. What do you do?
I'm a teacher. I work for Pittsburgh Public.
Where do you teach?
Schaefer Intermediate.
We've spent time at Schaefer, too. That's fantastic. What prompted you to get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I felt like I had a lot to give, and it was a great thing to do.
Now, look at you, somebody who, a relatively new teacher, I'm guessing, relatively, right? If you came to college in 02, you've been teaching for about 5-6 years.
Yeah.
So it's not that new. But you're with kids all day long. Yet, you want to spend time with Keandra. And, you know, that's terrific that you wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you two meet? What was it like?
Well, we met at Big Brothers Big Sisters. They arranged our match together. And what was the first thing we did?
We went
to the museum, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that was the first thing. We had a great time at the Carnegie Museum of Natural
History.
Yes, that's right.
Have you, I meant to ask you if you have any other, who else is in your family? Do you have any other brothers and sisters, Keandra?
Yes, but they're out of the house already.
Oh, so it's just you. And who else is in your family?
My mom and my dad live at home with me. And then my sister lives in Texas with her daughter. And my brother lives in, well, I know he lives near Disney World.
That's what it was like when I was growing up, too, because my brothers are 5 and 6 years older than me. So by the time I was your age, they were gone. And Ricky's sister is 17 years older than she is, so it was practically like she was an only child growing up. So how do you keep in touch during the week? Do you talk to each other very often or communicate?
We send text messages.
And what do you talk about?
What we want to do next.
And what are some of your favorite things to do together?
Well, I liked when we went to the Taylor Swift concert and when we went to the Steelers game, and we made spaghetti tacos.
Spaghetti tacos?
Delicious.
It sounds good. Whose idea was that?
Mine.
I got to admit, that's different. There's somebody right now, I think it's Denny's, has a hamburger that has macaroni and cheese on it, and I just don't get it. But apparently lots of people are getting it. But spaghetti tacos sounds pretty good. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older?
I want to be a lawyer.
Really? How come?
Because I'm good at arguing.
That's a great reason to be a lawyer. So you have good logical thinking.
Yes.
Do you like to write?
Yes. I took a writing class at my school when I was in fifth grade.
That's really a prerequisite if you want to be an attorney. Now, how long have you been together, Aubrey? Has it been a year?
No, it has not been a year yet.
So it's a little less than a year, probably. Mm-hmm. What has surprised you most about this experience?
Well, I have a lot of experience with children, but mostly younger children. So I'm surprised at how much I get along with Keandra, who's a little bit older than what I'm used to, and how much we can see together, looking for the word and I can't think of it, relate to each other, even mm-hmm. though there is the age difference. It's not as big of a barrier as I anticipated originally.
It probably actually opens up a lot of new things mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, being a gap between you. You probably, I'll bet you're being introduced to technology and musical artists
yes.
and movies and TV shows and all sorts of things you might not have known.
And slang.
About slang. Well, remembering that we're on the radio, although I'm sure all of your slang is very good.
I really can't think of an example right now.
That's okay.
Putting me on the spot.
That's all right. Every now and then I get a new one and it really makes me laugh. I don't want to put you on the spot.
That's okay.
Growing up, did you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had a little brother.
So this is a first time having a little sister, mm-hmm. which has to be fun mm-hmm. too. If you had to describe Aubrey in one word, Keandra, I'll tell you what, I'll give you three in three words. What three words would you pick?
Fun, loving, and caring.
And do you want to take three?
Adventurous and fun, and I would also pick loving.
Oh, that's nice. You two are really, you look like sisters. You look like you look like you fit together, like you've been together your whole life. It's amazing.
I feel that way.
You really do. And Kristen is here from Big Brothers Big Sisters as well. And did you want to talk a little bit about what's going on?
Well, I think these guys are just a great example.
Let me get your mic on. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
That's better.
I think these guys are a great representation of our organization and what we do. You know, like you said, they feel like they really are, you know, true sisters, and they've been able to get close. And I think Aubrey is saying that she's getting just as much out of, you know, being in this type of relationship as Keandra is. And I think sometimes the bigs go into it not thinking that they want to do something to help somebody else, and then they don't realize that they're actually, you know, benefiting from it also.
Yeah, and I always say Kristen instead of Christine. I'm going to learn one of these days. I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
And your son's here too, but he's not going to talk. But no. Eli's here. And it's funny because I know so many Kristens. I don't. And you're Christine with a K, mm-hmm. and that makes me think of that. Is there a need right now for bigs or littles, or a particular need we should highlight for Big Brothers Big Sisters?
You know, we always need big brothers. I mean, there's so many young men out there who need mentors. So, you know, we can never have enough big brothers. But actually right now we are recruiting littles too, both male and female. So, you know, families out there with kids, we take kids ages 6 to 13 is when we start their match. And then once you're matched, you can stay up until you graduate from high school. So, you know, definitely from all areas of the city of Allegheny County, you know, we're looking for littles as well.
And I think there's a misconception sometimes that Big Brothers and Big Sisters, that if you're a little, that, you know, you must be from a family with only one parent or a family of a particular specific background. That's not the case. You're open to everybody.
Right.
And I say that because I don't want you to feel as you listen that there's a barrier to your involvement, either as an adult or as a kid. This is just a great way to mix it up a little bit and to actually provide a little love that you have and that you can, you know, send to somebody else. Is there anything else you guys want to say before we finish? They looked at each other at the same time. It's amazing. Their heads perfectly synchronized.
I think I'm good. Keandra?
I'm good.
All right.
Well, Keandra, I have an official radio patch for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I also have, and I know 13, you're getting a little older for the Children's Museum, but there is some cool stuff here for older kids, including our Make Shop that's opening very soon. It's not open yet, but it'll give you a chance to actually make stuff. And there's some other exhibits, and you can come whenever you would like to and horse around here in the museum and enjoy yourself. And thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you to Christine and Eli. Are you sure you don't want to say hi? You can if you want. It's easy. No, Eli's shaking his head. I totally respect that. That's about where I would have been too. Thanks. For more information about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, you can go to bbspittsburgh.org or phone 412-363-6100.